Are you presenting the Bev trastuzumab stuff too?
Yes, we're presenting it. Mark Pegram will present it in a separate study because I think that's going to be a very important question. We're very excited about the data we're seeing with Bev and trastuzumab. The challenge is going to be how do we give that safely, given the fact that the things we talked about in this program, we're guaranteed to cause hypertension in 15 to 20% of the women on standard dose bevacizumab. We already are at the wall, most of us believe, with regards to cardiac dysfunction with Herceptin and Adriamycin. The question is, if we give Bev on that same backbone, will we offset any benefits we pick up by increasing the toxicity? And that's a concern we have at this point.
Have there been any cardiac studies with that combination?
With bevacizumab and Adriamycin, there have been, and there's very little signal there. There's
right.
a signal, but it's very weak.
Right.
With Herceptin Adriamycin, there's a signal that we all know about and we've been talking about.
And incidentally, the Bev Adriamycin, is that the ECOG pilot trial or is that something else?
The ECOG pilot trial, the 2100 larger trial, essentially every place they've looked at it where they can gather the data. So there's a big database. There is a little signal there, but it's very slight. Question is, are we going to potentiate that significantly? We put a cardiac insult of the Adriamycin, increase LVEF in some percentage of the patient by causing the hypertension, and then blocking the HER2 protective effect on the heart. We won't know that till we get to a clinical trial. So what we're proposing...
So we don't have data right now on the cardiac effects of Bev plus trastuzumab.
It's being generated. Bev and trastuzumab we do from the pilot study.
What did you say?
There is an increased incidence of cardiac dysfunction, clinical congestive failure. Out of the first 29 patients looked at, there were two clinical congestive failures. One required ICU hospitalization and pressors.
Now, this is with chemo or just bevtrastuzumab?
Just bevtrastuzumab.
Wow. This is metastatic disease. These people had Adria in the past.
So they've had Adria. So
right.
It's not concomitant Adria. They've
right.
had Adria in the past. But they're first-line metastatic. Then the other thing is we're seeing class 2 and class 1 dysfunction. A very large number of those. Those we see about 7 in almost 14 cases of those.
Out of how many?
29 that we've looked at so far. We think you can give this safely if you just had the two biologics. The question will be, in the adjuvant setting, what happens if you give it with Adriamycin? TCH is in play for that reason, I think, because it gives us a non-cardiotoxic regimen. If the significant efficacy of Bev and trastuzumab warrants that that should be used next.
So it'd be TCHB?
Exactly. So what we're proposing is a study that will look some variation on ACTH as the new standard control arm versus ACTHB versus TCHB if we're not using topo allocation. If we use topo allocation, an alternative design would be anyone who's topo amplified goes into the ACTH versus ACTHB, and we would get an answer whether you can safely give the two together from either of these designs. But everyone who's non-topo 2 amplified would go into TCH versus TCHB. Assuming the 006 data hold up, that the benefit that's accrued with anthracycline is really, for the large part, restricted to the topo data. You and I first talked about this data when it was first presented. You were one of the first to see it. We'll all see the analysis at San Antonio
wow.
again this year.
Yeah,
it's on the first day.
Wow, really interesting. So I take it this is still a continuation of the dialogue with the NSABP and the BCRG together?
Yes, there's been a lot of discussion about what we should be doing. The NSABP approached BCRG about collaborating on the next generation trastuzumab trials. We have an enormous amount of respect for the group, and we said that absolutely we would consider it, assuming we could arrive at a common design that we both felt comfortable with.
So it sounds like there's going to be a major powwow after San Antonio.
There's going to be a major powwow at San Antonio.
Oh, at San Antonio. Wow.